Hello, Podlers. Coming up, you'll discover how we made this unique take on a House of Pain classic. Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Not going to lie, the plan was to give you a chance to win a bottle of bespoke sauce, but then both Will Smith and Martin Lawrence texted me last night saying, yeah. Dave, come on, man, up your game.
With Bad Boys Ride or Die.
So, instead of sauce, thanks to the movie of the summer, Bad Boys Ride or Die, which does star Will Smith and Martin Lawrence, only in cinemas Wednesday, June 5th. We have your chance to win £1,500 right now and a little later on in the show. And we're going to turn the tables and you are going to play detective. All you need to do is work out which member of the breakfast team has been a very bad boy or girl. Matt, how does it work?
Well, myself, Anna and Glenn will reveal a minor indiscretion, a little misdemeanour from our past, or will we? Only one of us will be telling the truth. If you can correctly work out who is telling the truth, you will win £1,500. Just get your head around that. It's slightly more valuable than a bottle of Clough, perhaps. So that's what you need to do. True or false, basically. It's as simple as that, my ride or die bread bin.
So if you would like to play, well, we're going to be doing it next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Get this. This movie is out in cinemas on June 5th.
Win with Bad Boys Ride or Die.
Yes, and this time Will Smith and Martin Lawrence are on the run. And to celebrate, every single day this week, we're giving you a chance to win £1,500 as we play Who's Been a Bad Boy / Girl. Matt, Anna and Glenn will reveal an indiscretion from their past. Or will they? Correctly identify who is telling the truth and you will win the money. Get it wrong and the cash will roll over, in this case, to just after 8:30 this morning. But playing right now, a fan of the main station, we have Ellis. Good morning, Ellis.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Ellis, welcome along to the show. So you are going to hear from our bad boys / girls. You just need to tell us who is speaking the truth. Matt Dyson, okay. We'll begin with you.
Okay, I was a very bad boy back in the 90s because I borrowed once my brother's acid jazz record bag, if you remember them. Put it over my shoulder to take into school. Obviously, you're not, Dave. I took it to school and I ripped it on a railing. Oh. And also, without knowing, smashed the Jamiroquai CD that was inside the pocket, which I didn't know about, and he went ape.
Wow. Bet he did. It was the end of acid jazz as we knew it.
Pretty much
in the Midlands.
The end of that musical movement,
Anna.
So I was once cleaning out my sister's goldfish bowl and the fish unfortunately jumped out and I replaced it with another and she never knew.
Really?
Did it land in a doctor's garden?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Anna. And finally, Glenn.
When I was 10 years old, I lied to everyone at school that I lived on the same road as Michael Greco, and I used to sell his autograph for £2.
Okay. Entrepreneurial spirit from Glenn Moore there.
As Pepe in the pictures or
as
himself.
Pepe, yeah. I forged his signatures, £2.
So, Ellis, who is telling the truth? Who do you think, Matt, Anna or Glenn?
I'm going to go with Anna.
Is...
correct.
Well done! Yeah. You've won £1,500, Ellis. Nicely played.
Amazing.
Well
thank
done.
You.
Thank you for tuning into the show early doors on the main station. We'll speak to you real soon.
Oh, thank you.
Cheers,
thanks,
Ellis.
Thanks,
enjoy. Cheers. And that was all thanks to Bad Boys Ride or Die, the big screen event of the summer, out in cinemas June 5th.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Time for the social ammunition with Matt Dyson. Matt, what's going on out there?
Well, first, I have the most terrifying sound the world has ever heard.
It's not Leona singing Neighbours, is it?
It's not, no. We're not allowed to play that anymore because it's so terrifying that we don't. It's an Aztec death whistle. Have you ever heard an Aztec
That's a bit harsh.
Whistle?
I thought she did pretty well. She did it as a favour.
What a review. What a review. Remember, not long ago, a few years ago, actually, they recreated the voice of a mummy using three, and they went, so it went, and it wasn't that scary. But this... is being billed as the scariest sound in human history, potentially. Wow. Archaeologists found this Aztec death whistle, and they carefully recreated it. It was found to have honoured the ancient Mesoamerican god of wind, Ehectal.
Yeah, I think we all know his name, mate.
Slash her name. It was used during certain ceremonies, and archaeologists found it on a dig, and they thought it's a strange sort of skull-shaped whistle, and they left it in a museum for a while, and then someone thought, oh, why don't we blow on the whistle and see what it sounds like? And it made quite a very scary sound, and then they recreated it using 3D printing to redesign it from fragments uncovered from a burial site in Mexico in the late 1990s.
Do you think they egged each other on to blow it? Do you think it was like, oh, you do it, Keith.
Imagine the first blow. It must have been amazing. And they blew it, and they said, this is terrifying, potentially the most scary sound known to the world. So do you want to hear the Aztec death whistle?
Yes.
Here it is.
Yes, pretty terrifying.
Yeah, it's pretty scary, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sounds like a scream, really, or a balloon when you're sort of pulling at the end when it's deflating. Really. Certainly quite a shocking
sound. I bet they regretted giving it a go immediately, didn't they?
Yeah, I think they did. And so now it's the scariest sound in the world. Also, we thought it sounded quite a little bit like House of Pain's Jump Around.
Right, okay.
Producer Old Swiss has done a remix for you. Here it is. Amazing.
That should be the official whistle for Euro 2024 for all referees.
Refs both of all times. Love it. It is pretty scary. I'll share the full story on my social so you can scream along with it later and I'll save your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's Absolute Radio where real music matters, which is why we invented 10 weeks of tickets. You could get some real music up in your grill. And coming up in about 15 minutes' time, the ferryman is going to be here. Confidentiality will be key, but if you can figure out who's on his ferry from this year's lineup, you can win four weekend camping tickets. So you, your friends, your loved ones could be having an incredible weekend on the Isle of Wight. But right now, well, all of the kiddies are safely back at school. Whether there was a kind of surprise inset day or whatever, half term is done and it is dusted and it's the perfect excuse to revisit something that we do probably about once a year here on The Breakfast Show. And it is for you to share with the group your playground itchy beard lies. Now, I don't know if itchy beard is a thing that is that universal? Does everyone understand itchy beard?
I understand it now. It's not what we said at school.
Beard.
We were too young to grow beards.
Itchy beard. Yeah. I had a beard since I was about 8.
The Jimmy Hill reference doesn't cut through anymore either, does it?
No. Chinny. So these were all basically meant the tall tales that kids told in the playground. That's what we're after. 8, 12, 15 is the number. Please do share because it is one of my favourite things to do here on Breakfast, as I think this will go to prove. Dave, there was a kid at my school who convinced everyone that when one teacher left their role, he was actually travelling around Asia with nothing but a suitcase full of serene fruit loaves.
It's just so dehydrating, isn't it?
So warm here.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
10 weeks of tickets.
Yes, 10 weeks of tickets continues, and now I have 4 weekend camping tickets to the Isle of Wight Festival to give away to one lucky listener. As we once again welcome back to the show, the one and only, the living legend that is the ferryman.
There she blows.
Hello, ferryman. How are you?
Good, thank you, Dave. You?
I'm very well. It's amazing how effortlessly he just sneaks in without me ever even noticing.
Yes.
Matt's gone. Did you meet him in the hallway?
Never see that guy. We go different ways into the studio. He goes one way, I go use the starboard entrance.
Right, okay.
The building's like 100% glass. How can you not see
it? Yes, I know. It's amazing, isn't it, Claire? I can't believe it. Maybe it's my new sunglasses.
They look very fetching. Go to the Absolute Radio socials to take a look at the hot new ferryman look. You know when they gave Captain Birdseye a makeover and suddenly he was like this sexy Italian male
Italian
model?
One, yeah.
That's what you've done, ferryman.
Yeah, that's right.
You really PR.
I've had somewhat of a glow up, that's right.
You've had the ferryman's had a glow up.
Yeah. You know, you've got to keep on top of these things in the ferry game. Yes. You don't want to be replaced by a younger, newer model.
No, of course you don't, ferryman. So listen, we are going to be giving away 4 weekend camping tickets to the Isle of Wight. Tell everybody what game we're going to be playing next.
Well, we're going to be playing the old classic. I've been ferrying the big names to and from the Isle of Wight Festival since the first one back in 68. I am a friend of the stars, but you know me. Confidentiality is key. It's all part of the service, so I will drop you a few hints as to who's on board, and it'll be a performer on the lineup for this year's festival. But I won't tell you who it is. Correctly identify who I'm shipping over from the clues alone, and you will win them their tickets. It's as simple as that, Davy boy.
Okay, if you would like to play with the ferryman, call us right now on 0330 123 1215. That is 0330 123 1215. The T's and C's, they are online.
Listen to Absolute Radio and you could find yourself at this summer's best gigs.
10 weeks of tickets
on Absolute Radio, where real music matters.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Find the inspiration and essentials.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast. Absolute Radio. 10 weeks of tickets.
Yes, 10 weeks of tickets is focused on getting you into this year's Isle of Wight Festival. And because we did not have a winner yesterday, we have rolled over 2 tickets, giving a grand total of 4 this morning. And playing for them in Teesside is Lauren. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning, Dave.
Welcome along to the show. How are you today?
I'm nervous now that I'm on the radio.
Okay, don't be nervous. We're all in it together. And like this guy here, he's an old hand. He's a salty sea dog.
Don't be nervous, Lauren. You'll find your sea legs in no time.
Oh, Lauren, why would you be nervous? A person talking to you like this live on air.
I'm not intimidating at all.
What's there to be nervous about? I'm wearing sunglasses and a hat and a pipe. Even though no one can see me.
Yeah, why am I doing that?
I don't know. Because you're the ferryman and you can do as you please.
That's what he does, Dave. That's what he does.
Lauren, don't worry about it. We're all in this together. The ferryman has had so many A-list stars on his ferry. He's going to tell you a wee tale. All you need to do is listen to it very carefully. There are some clues contained within. It is someone performing on this year's lineup. So listen carefully as we hand over to the ferryman.
Thank you, David. Welcome aboard the famous White Link Ferry, departing Portsmouth Harbour, bound for Ryde Pierhead. Now, as you may have spotted, I've got some very special celebrity guests on board. Wave if you see them. But you know me, confidentiality is key. It's all part of the service, so I'm not going to give anything away if you catch my drift, Lauren.
Okay.
Right then.
Oh, you've really warmed into this, Lauren, I can tell.
Right. Let's set sail for somewhere only we know. Eh? Yeah? Yeah? I would say that this is the last time I'll be heading to the Isle of Wight, but we know that's not true. Of course, when we dock at Ryde Pierhead, you'll all be getting off. Everybody's changing, so to speak.
I think it's Nelly.
Nice try, Glenn. The seas are very choppy today, so buckle up. Although she's a strong old girl, she won't bend and break. But is it any wonder we'll make it?
Pray
for us that we'll make it across the Solent Land. Lubbers.
I'll try you wrap this up.
Is there a chaplain on board in case the words happen?
You need a chaplain. What year is this?
It's okay, Lauren. We've made it safe and sound. You must be keen to get on site. Remember, confidentiality is key. All part of service, Mom.
Okay, Lauren, you were nervous to begin with, and then all of that happened, so I have no idea how you're feeling right now. But can you name the band who are on the ferryman's vessel?
It's Keane.
It is Keane. It's hard to get Keane. I'm not mistaken. He said it at the end.
Yeah, it felt a bit easier after yesterday's debacle, the Green Day debacle.
Lauren, congratulations. You are going to the Isle of Wight Festival. Thank you for tuning into the show.
Amazing, thank you.
Well done, Laura. Nicely handled. And there'll be another chance for you to win with Bush and Richie from 4 p.m. on Home Time.
Listen to Absolute Radio and you could find yourself at this summer's best gigs.
10 weeks of tickets
on Absolute Radio.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
All the kids are back at school now, aren't they? Even those inset days and things are over. So every now and again, we use the excuse of the kids going back to school to ask about those big, itchy beard playground lies you heard when you were at school. The number's 8, 12, 15. Davey from Durham says, morning, guys. A friend once told me he fell asleep whilst on a dinghy in our local river. When he woke... he was in the West Indies. And the cricket team flew him home.
Oh, wow.
Brilliant.
Like stick man.
Adam's got in touch saying, Dave and the team, I had a friend called Barry who said that his dad wrestled a tiger outside an Esso garage and that it was the same tiger as the one in the logo.
Oh, wow. That's how it's got its
logo. What a coincidence.
Yeah.
If it had been a different tiger, I would have believed it, but not the one from the Esso logo. No way. Morning, Dave. A lad I went to school with was absolutely certain. Was absolutely certain that You Sexy Thing by Hot Chocolate was written about his nan.
Oh, my God.
Rich from Blackpool.
Amazing.
Nathan says, morning, Dave, morning, team. My friend from school insisted that his parents sold their 7-year-old Vauxhall Saphira to the Archbishop of Canterbury, who visited their home and played with their baby bearded dragons. When asked what the Archbishop's name was, he said Clive, but he preferred to go down as Sea Live.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
We had a classmate who came back from holidays claiming that he had secretly been filming as the lead in a Hollywood blockbuster named The Kid from Narm. He kept this up for a wee while. Unsurprisingly, none of us were watching these cinema listings, waiting for it to come out and hit the big screen. Hi, Dave. Hi, team. I went to school with a lad who, to be fair, was minted. His dad had supercars and a big house and all that good stuff. But one day, he proceeded to tell us that his dad also had a helicopter. And with said helicopter, he used to fly upside down and cut the grass.
It's just easier, isn't it?
Yeah, why not?
Hi, Dave. My friend Sam in school came in once and told everybody that his dad had had a fight with a ghost in a bakery. Which is a great name for a podcast. He won by beating it with a French stick, apparently. Memory serves for Daniel.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
In with Bad Boys Ride or Die.
Exactly right. Kick off your summer with Bad Boys Ride or Die, starring Will Smith and Martin Lawrence. Only in cinemas tomorrow. And to celebrate what will be the big screen event of the summer, I'm giving you a chance to win £1,500 each day as you turn the tables to play detective and try and work out which member of the Breakfast Show team has been a very bad boy or girl indeed. Matt, some more details, please.
Yes, myself, Anna and Glenn will reveal a minor indiscretion, a little misdemeanor, if you will, from our past. Only one of us will be telling the truth, though. If you can correctly work out who is telling the truth, you will win £1,500. It's as simple as that, my ruddy ride or die.
So, if you would like to play, well, we're going to be doing it live next on The Breakfast Show. So, the number to call right now is 0330 123 1215. That is 0330 123 1215. All your T's and C's, they're online.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Win with Bad Boys Ride or Die.
Yes, out in cinemas tomorrow. This time, Will Smith and Martin Lawrence are on the run. And to celebrate every single day this week, giving you a chance to win £1,500 as we play Who's Been a Bad Boy? Matt, Anna and Glenn will reveal an indiscretion from their past. Or will they correctly identify who is telling the truth, win the money. If not, the money will roll over to tomorrow's game. But playing right now, on line one, a fan of Absolute Radio Country, it's Paul. Hello, Paul.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Paul, hello. Welcome along to the show. So, Paul, you're going to hear a story from Matt, a story from Anna, a story from Glenn. You just need to tell us who is speaking the truth. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready, thank you.
Okay, here we go. Mm. Matt, would you like to start?
Yes, after Glenn mentioned his Pepe DiMarco pictures earlier, it reminded me that I think back in the late 80s, my friend Cobb and I would forge signatures of famous wrestlers from WWF, as it was then known, and sell them to kids in the first year at secondary school.
So we'd, like, that's genuinely a crime.
Autograph yeah. books, and we'd say...
You were a grown-up, were you?
Apparently, no. No, I was at school at the time. So it was like a pound for Ultimate Warrior, 50p for Rowdy Roddy Piper, that sort of
thing. Okay. So lock that one in, Paul, as we turn our attentions to Anna. Anna?
When I was 15, I used a fake ID to sneak into a Gareth Gates gig.
Wow.
I hear you, sister. And finally, Glenn.
At school, in the lobby, there was a big painting of the headmaster, and every month I would add an extra millimetre to his smile without anyone realising, so it gradually got more and more horrifying each year.
Okay, so they are your three tales. Who do you think is telling the truth? Is it Matt forging wrestler signatures at school? Is it Anna using a fake ID to see Gareth Gates? Or is it Glenn, what we just heard, defacing the painting of the headmaster? Who's telling the truth, Paul?
I'm going to have to go with Anna.
You're going with Anna. I can confirm that Anna is not telling the truth. Oh, sorry, Paul. Thanks for tuning in. On line two, we have Zoe. Good morning, Zoe.
Morning. How are you?
Very good, thanks. So you are in play. We know that one of either Matt or Glenn are telling the truth. Who do you think it is? You just heard their stories. Matt or Glenn?
I'm going to go with, oh, my gosh. I think the truth one is maybe the first story about the signatures.
The wrestler's signatures being forged by Matt Dyson. Matt, can you confirm if Zoe has just won £1,500 or not, please?
It is indeed true.
You've done it, Zoe! Yay. Well done! Excellent work!
Oh, my God!
You've got £1,500. You chose wisely. Thank you for tuning into the show. We'll speak to you again soon.
Thank you so much.
Zoe there, big fan of the main station. Once again, unlucky there, Paul. That was all thanks to Bad Boys Ride or Die, the big screen event of the summer, and it is in cinemas tomorrow.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
The warmest of welcomes to The Breakfast Show, where some time ago I asked for you to share the tales you heard in the playground that were beyond tall, and you've been sending them in to 8, 12, 15. For example, a lad at school claimed he did a naked bungee jump over Niagara Falls for a charity event whilst eating a bag of crisps. I mean, that's as tall a tale as you can get, isn't it? Hi, Dave and the team. I had a friend who was forever scratching her beard. The standout one was when she went on holiday, she met the band Bon Jovi and the drummer gave her lessons. That's Tico, of course, isn't it?
Tico Torres, yes.
Thanks very much indeed, Di. Owen in Coventry. Hi, Dave. Hi, team. I had a mate. When I was about 9, he claimed he used to live in America. So many school playground lies. Starting with America, didn't they?
Yeah.
He played ice hockey professionally. I mean, he's only 9.
Yeah.
He then proceeded to claim that he had invented the knuckle puck shot from the second Mighty Ducks film that Kenan Thompson of Kenan and Kel fame had stolen from him. So he's entrenched in this lie and he just kept on going.
There was a second Mighty Ducks film.
There you go, every day's a school day. Wayne from Essex. Morning, Dave and the team. I recently found out that my daughter Jade told all of her friends at school that I had invented the cartwheel. So Wayne's daughter Jade said to her friends, every time a child did a cartwheel anywhere around the world, daddy gets 50p in royalties.
Oh,
which is
amazing.
Just lovely. Thank you so much for sharing those. As I say, we don't do this very often on The Breakfast Show, but when we do, it always makes my day. Appreciate you sharing your story.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And that's it for the Tuesday morning edition of the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. So thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining in. And just to let you know, yet again, there will be a brand new edition of the podcast available shortly wherever you get your podcasts. And all it needs is a title. Mm. Podcast naming bell's been going hell for leather this morning. It was the end of acid jazz in the East Midlands. Go on, Keith, you blow the Aztec death whistle. You Sexy Thing by Hot Chocolate was written about my nan. The Archbishop of Canterbury, Sea Lives, Vauxhall Sapphira, and Fighting a Ghost in a Bakery are just some of the names up for your consideration, Matt.
Fighting a Ghost in a Bakery is a strong, it's a very nice ring to it. I love Sea Live and the Aztec death whistle. But I really don't know, because acid jazz in the East Midlands could be a good one as well. I'd go with Fighting a Ghost in a Bakery, Dave.
Is that what you're going
happy
for?
With that? Yeah.
Fighting a Ghost in a Bakery is therefore the name of the brand new edition of the podcast. So, Leona Graham's going to be here soon. She'll have the tea break trivia and the details that you need to enter that game. That big old game we're playing across the station. The game that could see you win £250,000 by the end of the week. We'll be back tomorrow, 6 a.m. in fact. So until then, as always, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.